memory, that's the fourth component we have seen. Memory is nothing but how your mind processes information, encodes the information, stores it. After you retrieve the information, you encode it, you store it, and you retrieve it when needed. Receive information must be encoded. When I receive certain inputs, it's a habit. Memory forms that you have developed yourself to. It encodes it and connects it to certain things and puts into your memory. Needs to be stored. So memory is such thing that it needs to be stored. And there is a concept called remote memory and recent memory. So remote is like very old things. You may see, say, some people are able to recall 50 years, 60 years before incidents so well. So that's called as a remote memory and recent memory. And what has happened recently, whether you are able to remember that or not. Retrieve when needed. So information is retrieved when you need them for your decision making. Retrieval may either effortless or may demand an effort. Some people have to really strain their mind to retrieve the information. So that's about memory. Marketers therefore need to ensure that their products and services retain favorable association. The mark may favorable association is built in the mind of the consumer. Besides it must remain fresh and always active. And that's the reason why you see that many products advertise every day, many products communicate through blog, through various things, they remain connect with the consumer. The essence is that you must remain in the memory, you must facilitate encoding, you must facilitate storing, and you must facilitate right retrieval of information. We come to now very important topic of what is buying motives. Motives are, it's been explained out here, it's a key idea. There's a key trigger in consumer behavior and it leads to the consumer decision making. The reason or the benefits that cause consumers to make purchase to satisfy his specific needs and wants are called buying motive. That is the single trigger, the reason why the buying took place. Every purchase is driven by at least one buying motive. So that's the beauty of buying motive. The marketer must know the motive. And if you know the motive, then you are able to connect your product with the customer needs and wants very well. That may trigger the tension in him, urge to satisfy that tension, and therefore he gets into action mode. Various buying motives, there are types of buying motives which is rational, emotional and patronage buying motives. We need to really also understand arousal of buying motive. Rational is like I am rational about, I decide things after proper information is gathered, search done, evaluated, etc. Emotional is like I am always emotional about things. I buy with my emotions at the top. When it comes to buying a gift for wife, you are emotional. When it comes to buying a product for you, you may be emotional. Some are rational. They will want to see everything, even if it is for myself or I am gifting it to somebody, but they will have a rational evaluation. Some are just emotional. A patronage, it is like I patronage a brand, I patronage a company, Raymond's, shirtings, I patronage that. So my motive is the patronage value that I give them. So I always buy my trousers, then all those clothes are which is generally the Raymond's. So shooting settings I have changed, but this is how you are. So arousal of buying motives. Now marketer role is to arouse this buying motive. So that is what is very critical. Knowledge of both the nature of the product motives and the patronage motives to marketers help them to align their product and service delivery appropriately. One need to know how to arouse the buying motives. So arousal is also an art that the marketers need to really acquire. So arousal of motive is also here explained to you. Understanding of motives helps marketers to explore whether the stimuli. So motive arousal needs a stimuli, and you need to create a reason or an offer a reason that their product lie or the in the psyche of the consumers and how they can trigger that. So arousal of motive is nothing but the stimuli, ability of the stimuli. So identification of stimuli that will trigger the need in the mind of the consumers. Four personal arousal routes are there, very psychological, emotional, cognitive and environmental arousal. So psychological is all to do with how I have been, what is my personality, attitude, behavior, etc. Emotional is like what creates that emotional surge in me. So that's what one need to really understand. If that is presented, then it becomes that yana. Cognitive yana. It is a learning yana. It is an information based. It is facts based. It is testimony based, etc. So cognitive is that yana. That will then only trigger an arousal in me. Environmental, if everybody is doing, I also must have it, or how that overall now we are so nobody has heard about sanitizers before, but now we all constantly keep them in our pockets. Yeah. So it's like now the fear or that arousal has happened, and then consciousness that one need to be careful about, and that leads to the buying of the product. Yeah. So arousal is also environmental in nature. Buying decision journey, very important topic. One, it's like the heart and soul of marketing management, and it comes from the consumer buying behavior. One need to really appreciate that, and that's why I see a consumer buying behavior and marketing management and is essentially going end to end. Any decision is a selection of an action from two or more alternatives, and we decide between the two alternatives. There are decision categories like basic purchase decision, brand purchase decision, channel purchase decision, payment purchase decision. So there are six such decision areas. Others are the place of purchase, etc. So how do we go about this? Yana? So that's what one need to really understand, how person decide answer to all these things. Yana. So five stages in the buying process are very well articulated. Problem recognition, information seeking, evaluation of an alternative, buying decisions, and post-purchase evaluation. So person goes through these five stages before he gets into buying, or even buying is the fourth stage, and then comes the post-purchase. So that's what my whole buying decision process. So these are the stages. I've taken a clear example here, and a problem recognition. This has been an example taken from one of the journal, and Bill realizes that he is fed up with his punny black and white color television. So that's when the first time he recognized the problem. Then he gets into search. Bill talks to a few of his friends about available new television. Bill goes shopping to compare TVs of different brands. So this is again an evaluation of an alternative. So that's the third leg. Fourth is Bill chooses one particular model brand for its purchase, etc. Bill takes the TV home and becomes the couch potato, in the sense he then starts using it. But by that time, after purchase also, he makes a decision. Yeah. So does the process look familiar? Yes, yeah. It is a familiar this thing. How does it differ for various high-risk products? So as the risk is high, the information search, the evaluation, and all become more and more stringent. Yeah. So that's the beauty of understanding this buying decision process. And then at each stage, the marketeer has to then contribute. So that's the art of marketing management. Evaluation of alternative. The problem recognition I am not explaining. It's self-understood. Evaluation of alternative. The brand that comes to a consumer's mind. Yeah, so that's the third stage I am going directly. Problem and information search is a self-understanding. The brand that comes to consumer's mind while making a particular purchase decision are the evoke sets. So there are certain brands which will come when I have to buy bulbs, and Philips, and others, Osram and Surya and what all brand come to my mind. So that's a evoke set, which is a small portion of the total available my brands. There may be many other types or brands of bulbs available. The evoke set is evaluated against the chosen criteria. So I have certain brands which come in, then I evaluate them on the chosen criteria. It could be life, it would be price, it could be the company making it, it's like a reputation, and that way. So here is the analysis of evoke brands during the rice cooker purchase I have shared with you. The brand name, you will look at the brand name, you will look at various attachments available so that you have a utility, models available, reputation of the company, the price, the warranty that they offer, functions performed, technical specification, appearance, and after sales service. So this is a evoked from the evoke brand set. These are the parameters on which I will study them. I will evaluate the alternatives available to me, National rice cooker or Philips rice cooker, whatever. So that's how I go about doing my purchase evaluation of alternatives. Other buying decision journey theory, so I have explained you the evaluation part well. After evaluation, you really get into buying of product. So you choose, you buy, and then post purchase is like after I use, I start using it, I will realize whether I made a right decision, my decision is right, then company offers me an exchange proposition, so whether I go for that, etc. So that's all post purchase evaluation that we need to really be understanding about. There are other theories also for the consumer's buying decision journey, like an 8-stage approach where instead of 5, there are 8 stages are given. So this is also a self-explanatory in its own nature. And then the funnel approach. Funnel approach is slightly different thing, awareness. So you first become aware, then you create a familiarity through the information and all such searches. Consideration. So after familiarity, you come into consideration stage. Again, further information and further, various other things are being studied, evaluated, options available to you, whether the product fits your need and all. And then finally, you go for the purchase of the product. So that's the funnel approach. Significance of this is that in consumer buying decision journey is that it enables marketers to understand where there is a gap which makes consumer's response not favorable to you. So you will come to know whether it's a problem recognition stage or information search stage or evaluation stage where your brand is going out. So if information, lack of information, then you will create a lot of platforms on which information is available. And thus, where do they need to look at from the 4 P's also? So from the 4 P's perspective also, you get an idea which element needs to be looked at. Brand related, promotion, consumer satisfaction, price, what is it, why you are getting dropped during the consumer buying journey decisions. So that's the relevance of this. Buying behavior linked with buying situations. So now one need to really know that buying behavior is also linked with buying situations. We have studied that in that model that we have seen earlier. So buying situations are individual buying behavior is like involvement in the product purchase. How much I am involved, the buying situation and the stage at which consumer is in his buying process. Involvement is like laptop purchase, I will be very involved. Mobile purchase, I will be very involved. Each and every aspects I will check. Salt purchase, even Kamwali if purchases, I have no problem. Okay, buying situation. Again, whether it's a gift, it is for the self or it is for the family. So what is it, for that buying is taking place? The stage at which the consumer is in his buying process. So various stages that we have studied. So at what stage I am getting influenced, I may decide to buy this product, but when I reach the shop and I turn and change and buy another one, because my decision got influenced because somebody demonstrated me the competing product very well. So again, it's a stage at which I am and what changes around me that probably may change my also decision. So that's the buying behavior links with the subject of buying situations that we are in. Other buying situations could be dissonance, removing buying behavior. So like I have certain apprehensions, certain fears, certain negativity about certain aspects. So how better and who removes that better also decides. Variety seeking buying behavior. There are customers who will not be very fancy about a brand, but they need a variety. So they are always jumping to buy something new, etc. New products. So new product has a different set of customers. Innovator, early adopters, early majority, late majority and laggards. Innovators are anything that is coming new, they want to be the first buyer. They want to jump onto it, they are willing to take a risk, their purchase decision may be right or wrong, afterwards they may realize. They are the opinion makers, they create opinions. Early adopters are the one, after the reasonable information being searched and gathered, they move into buying the product. Early majority is like they will see the innovator, they will see early adopters, they will find relevance and utility for themselves and then they start moving into buying it. Late majority, these are the one who have shown no urgency. Everything is done, testimonies are raised, etc. People have been reusing them repeatedly and they are happy about it. That's the stage they will come to think of buying that kind of a product. Laggards are the one who are unmoved yaane. They need to be really pushed to buy your products, and they generally are the last one to move into using that kind of a product. So this gets connected well with when we probably study the product life cycle, in which certain set of buyers need to be then triggered by marketeers, so they move into purchase. So at a different life cycle stage, you have certain set of certain volume coming in, and your brand and the revenue is sustained. So this is the other situations, participants in buying decision and their role. So we need to really understand who participates and who takes the what role. So that's what is the critical thing. I will take it from the business to consumer's perspective. Role-based participants in the business to consumer is, there is an initiator, there is an influencer, there is a decider, and there is a payer, and there is a user. So in B2B, there is an initiator, the user, the influencer, decider, approver, and buyer. So let's understand this. A daughter initiates the desire to buy a laptop. Okay. Now, in the house, nobody knows. So there is somebody else, an uncle or a friend or father, influences him to him or her to buy, say, HP laptop. Okay, the decider is who? Father. It may be daughter also in this case. Okay, yeah, okay, let's go and buy. Payer is father, and finally the user is the daughter who uses the laptop. Okay, however, if you see, say, sanitary pads, so generally the habit is like the daughter who supposed to use it will not go. He'll tell mother. So in this case, the initiator is the daughter. Influencer may be mother or maybe the friends or the peers of the daughter who said ke this is a better sanitary pad. So she decided ke bhai, I will buy this, you know. And then so the decider and this thing an influencer may change in this case. She herself is a decider, or maybe the mother has decided ke bhai, she should use this sanitary pad. The payer is the parent in this case, and the user is again the daughter. So that's how the B2C. So who's initiator, who decides, who influences, all matters. The marketeer need to know whom he has to influence. So generally he has to marketeer needs to really play the role of influencing the influencers, so that they suggest your product and your brand, etc. While in B2B, initiator, we need to buy fireproof motor from, say, like a fuel department, the request has come. A user is also that department. However, the influencer will be somebody else. So R&D or a technical expert will influence them. Purchase department will call for multi-quotes, etc. Then they will put up their proposal. So decider may be purchaser. However, approver may be somebody else who may take the suggestion given, or who may overrule the suggestions. And finally, the buyer is the purchase department who will buy as per the approvers guidelines. Non-role based participants, yes, that also plays an important role. Kids many time change the picture, many time change forces a change of purchase decisions. So one need to really see kids themselves as a buyer is important. So many items are sold to kids by influencing them, or kids influence the parents buying decision what to buy. Teenagers, very critical, they are very firm on certain things that they want. So they also may change their influence. They also may play the role of influencer and decider at time. Father and mother have together with teenager left to buy certain shirtings and shootings, etc. for father. But teenager being very strong, she knows okay, she has a good influence, this thing, may extract her influence. Okay, buy this brand, don't buy this brand, buy this color. So that's a buy this fashion, this is on today. So those are the non-role based participants. So they cannot be really classified into any one of the above, but they still extract their role in decision making process. So marketers try to focus their marketing communications towards either decider or influencer. So one need to really know in your entire journey of marketing whom to talk to. So inclusive approach to CBB in marketing management. Friends, this is my own learning and research based pointers, which I have included out here as to why the marketing should imbibe consumer buying behavior in their functions. And so these are those 11 points. Develop better slice of consumer's life. Consumer buying behavior will help you to develop better consumer slice of life. It will help you to develop better marketing mix. So that is 4 P's or 8 P's as the case may be in service. Shaping the consumer's research proposal. Consumer research proposal, if you bring in the buying behavior, CBB behavior into it, and it will really take it to a different level and really give you the psychographic and deeper understanding of consumers, better understanding of motivations and needs, cast a spell on your consumers. And so consumers, when you approach them with the communication, if it is made based on the better understanding of motivation and the need, then you really create a wonder in their minds. And personality helps to internalize and personify the brand. So consumer buyer behavior is responsible for personality and personification of the personality. Better utilization of a consumer perception for slicing hidden aspects in the minds of the black box, which is mind. Consumer buying behavior and that research thereof and the perception, the concept of perception, really helps you to understand the black box and know where the gap is or what is against you, and therefore you will be able to decode it. Knowing consumers' involvement in purchase and their learning curve helps in communication. So consumer buyer behavior helps you to learn better, and that learning will help you to create a better communication. Understanding attitude and influencing change. So what is an attitude, what is a shift needed, and how you influence creates a wonder. Nobody could, in our era, nobody could think that somebody will even dare to publish an advertisement about anti-pregnancy pill, but iPill came in, and that ad has created a vibrancy within the society. All kind of positive thoughts, negative thoughts, etc., where mother talking to daughter and asking, oh, the mistake has happened, so did you take the protection, and then did you take the pill, and that's how iPill. And so it's like a proactive this thing where mother only becomes a influencer, so decider. So that's how they became so this thing, this can happen with anybody. Therefore, be proactive and prevent it before it goes out of it. And to prevent, the pill is the solution. So that's how attitude change that can happen. Manage influence on your consumers. You know that there are certain anti-brand influences, wagera. So you manage them well, either through information, demonstration, engagement, etc. Smooth diffusion and adoption of the new product. That's another different concept we will study further, diffusion and adoption of a new product. So this is handled well if you understand consumer buyer behavior well. Psychographic factors collaboration. So there are a lot of psychographic factors that needs a collaboration. We will study this further. Difference in the way different segment consumers search for the information. So different segment will search for information differently. New reference groups are there. There are different reference groups for each target segments, etc. The difference in value sought, each segment may seek different values, different reasons to buy from different retail sources, including online stores, different ways in which the product is used and disposed of. So these are all psychographic factors. That understanding also is a integral part of consumer buyer behavior and so relevant to marketing management. So that's why these 11 factors, understanding of these 11 points suggests that the behavior and aspects linked to the consumer, such as need state, motive, motivators, personality, perception, attitude, influences she carries on her learning and adoption process vis-a-vis other psychographic factors, collaboratively helps any marketers to develop and age in his marketing strategy and tactics, and thereby differentiate itself so well that you leave no stone unturned in able to recall your brand again and again in the minds of your consumers. So let's quickly understand the consumer buying behavior in the business to business scenario. Here both are rational parties, they are not emotional about their purchase. So in such scenario, what will happen? So different nature of buyers, B2B, different buying hierarchy, the entire hierarchy is different vis-a-vis what we studied in B2C. There is a concept of buying center. So let's quickly understand this. Different motive and goals for purchase. Here the goods are not purchased to look beautiful or look this thing. Here the goods are purchased because the area, there is a smoke of fuel. So my motor should be fireproof. So that's the reason why it is. Bearings are used to create less friction so that ever enter energy consumption is less. Product failures are less. different perspective to 4 P's. Yeah, 4 P's are again having a different perspective. Product should be such that will add some rational benefit to the consumers. Yeah, place should be such that product is available when needed and all, we have studied. Yeah, more rational buying. Yeah, they will call for information, evaluate information, price are decided, service factors are decided, etc. Purchase is infrequent. Yeah, they are no regular cycle like the way toothpaste is used every day, and therefore it is definitely needed at a gap of certain period, which is not the case with B2B or industrial purchases. Size and value of purchase is however very large. Whenever it is a order of lakhs and crores. Yeah, personal selling always matters. Yeah, here what is the rapport your salesperson has with the purchase and the company executives, etc. So that really helps. Yeah, so personal selling is very important in B2B, may not be so much into B2C. Brand positioning, customer value, all play its own role. Whether your brand is looked upon as a very technology brand, innovative brand, etc., then people may not mind paying you more. Yeah. So that's the reason, even in the rational purchase, customers are willing to pay if there is something that they know more about you better. New products deployment is time consuming. Yeah. You can't have, the company cannot just deploy a product, develop a product and deploy. You got an idea, you developed a product, but once you bring the product, the user at the other end will want to use it, taste it, try it, and then they decide. So it's a time consuming. While in my B2C, I love herbal, I just felt like buying an herbal, I bought an herbal toothpaste today. Tomorrow I felt buying a freshness toothpaste, I bought freshness toothpaste, which is not the case with the business to business buying. So that's the difference one need to know. In service marketing, again things differ. Service marketing, the services are intangible. The result of services are intangible. I don't occupy anything. I don't own anything. I went to a barber shop, do my facial, etc. I don't carry anything home. It's a feeling. It's an experience. Produce and deliver at the same time. So the guy who plays with my hair, my facial, he does, etc. So it's a produce and deliver at the same time. Evaluation of service depends on the encounter. So what is an encounter that I have at that point of time? Scalability is difficult. Yeah, you can't really create a scalability of a service so well. Yeah, which is possible with the mass production and product case. Moment of truth is your differentiator. I may have heard lot about buying from a particular place, but when I went, I may have heard lot about one particular beauty parlor, but when I went, I was not happy. So that's a moment of truth. Yeah, and that I will carry with me forever. Delighting and exceeding the expectation is the distinct feature of service marketing, and therefore that's a buyer behavior that one need to really understand. We come to kind of end of this chapter. In order to help you know your customer better, industry classifications are in place. What is known as a consumer classification, SEC in India, they are done on education and those other parameters as such. So for your product, you need to decide which is the right classification. Here it has been mentioned 8. So something is number of durables. So number of durables that you own in a house vis-a-vis whether I am a graduate and postgraduate. So that will decide my SEC classification as A2. This is how you talk to your agency, that this is my SEC classification, whom I want to influence. Agency people will also understand this, and therefore they will also then develop a communication and advertisement to align with this. There is a separate rural classification also getting developed, which is very popular. As you can see, the rural population is classified in a different way. They don't fall into the previous ways of classification. So this understanding will help marketeers as to which class of people are you trying to approach for your product, and you are trying to influence their attitude, perception, behavior in your product's favor, your brand's favor. So that's the understanding of classification, very important from the consumer buying behavior point of view. Thank you.